People were lining up to get their bags checked to the right, while others were passing through airport security on the left. It was a strange night, but no one had a clue of just how bizarre their flight would be. The local time was 12:31 a.m. on March 8, 2014, when the plane took off, and it reached its cruising altitude of 10,700 meters at 1:01 a.m. It was on a journey from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia to Beijing, China, with 227 passengers and 12 crew members on board. But this plane never made it to its destination. It instead left a trail of mystery, full of strange conspiracies and more questions than answers. This plane disappeared without a trace, and the mystery still exists to this day. From 14 different countries, people boarded flight MH370 that evening. The last communication were words spoken from the cockpit at 1:19 a.m. And they were, "Good night, Malaysian 370. At 1:21 a.m., the plane's transponder shut down. And at 2:40 a.m., air traffic control finally confirmed that they had lost all contact with the flight. There were moments full of tension, and all eyes were on the radars for a signal, anything to come through, until finally, at 8:11 a.m., the plane was last detected by satellite, ending the hourly notifications. But it had gone way off course. Let us have a look at one of the strangest stories of plane disappearances. How Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 mysteriously vanished. My name is Edwin. Here is a dark memory. The flight path that the airplane was supposed to take was clear. It had been set out by many hundreds of flights to the exact same place. Pilots know this, and so do many other flight enthusiasts. So the first thing that struck everybody as odd was that the plane went completely off course before its disappearance. It was also not the first airplane to disappear in the area. There were other bizarre things involved. Nobody could get a signal from the black box recorder, and even more chilling, the phones of the passengers were still ringing a few days after the disappearance. Under those strange circumstances, people started coming up with their own theories, and they were interesting, to say the least. For one, it might have been a cyber hijacking, where people externally gained control of the aircraft. Or the United States could have shut it down, they said. That President Putin knows the location of the plane, or that North Korea took it. The Bermuda Triangle, they said. That it crashed in the jungle of Cambodia. Could have been aliens, or time-traveled into another dimension. There are some even stranger stories out there that have gathered quite the audience, and I will tell you about them right now. The plane had 153 Chinese passengers on board, some that formed part of a banned spiritual group in China called Falun Gong. According to some theories, bad actors had planned to hijack this plane in order to harvest their organs. This is, unfortunately, a common illegal practice in the country. But the idea was not simply thrown out there and accepted. In December of 2018, Darlene Tripton, a Fox executive, claimed that she had proof of this actually happening. This proof she spoke about was in the form of data stored in a hard drive that proved that the disappearance of MH370 was directly linked to organ harvesting in China. The entire theory is very extreme, with the executive losing her job after providing her claims. She has been passionate in collecting money from people to make a film about the disappearance of the flight, among other ventures. In this stage of our world where information is easily spread through the internet, it becomes a matter of what we believe. Could such a thing be happening? And what proof does she have that can definitively demonstrate that an organization in China wanted to hijack an entire airplane and then harvest the organs of its people? Even stranger, many of these claims are based on visions that her husband had. In A slightly more believable story is that of the pilot, Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah, who had supposedly an elaborate plan that would end up with bringing the plane down in order to fulfill it. The idea was for him and his mistress to start a new life together. And here's what they were going to do. He arranged for himself and Rina, the mistress, a set of stolen passports. His flight kit would be packed with warm clothes, something that he would not have needed at that time of the year, normally. But he would also include a waterproof torch, whistle, and a parachute. They would obtain new identities in another country and finally be together. The theory goes that an hour into the flight, the captain messed with the oxygen pressure in order to knock everyone else out unconscious and remove cash from their wallets. He then led the plane on a controlled descent to 3,000 feet and jumped out of an exit door and life jacket strapped to a parachute. Right there in the ocean, near a fishing boat, Rina would be there to rescue him while the plane continued on, without direction, bound to crash into the southern Indian Ocean. But with information that can actually be verified, we know a few things that are true. The plane's device that communicated with air traffic control was switched off at 1:21 a.m., just before it was about to enter Vietnamese airspace. At the time, it was over the South China Sea. But then at 1:30 a.m., Malaysian civilian and military radar started tracking the aircraft and became aware that the plane was turning around. It flew southwest over the Malay Peninsula and then over the Strait of Malacca. The radar lost contact with the plane over the Andaman Sea. Since the craft had stopped communicating when it was over the South China Sea, the search operation started there. And from what we found online, it turns out that this information got to the search and rescue teams much later than it was supposed to. This started a whole other conspiracy on what the Malaysian government was hiding, and why they allowed so many resources to be wasted in searching in an area that they knew was not the airplane's last location. This leaves a few more logical theories to keep floating around. One is that this could have been a suicide by a crew member, despite conflicting information. Another idea is that a mechanical failure must have been the cause. There were no signals sent out for help. Since the transponder was turned off, it leaves some people to believe that this could have been a hijacking situation. Some of these ideas make little sense, but others just make us question how such a large plane can simply disappear in the sky, especially with our modern technology. Let's check out another couple of ideas. Many researchers and individuals on the web claim to have a definitive answer as to what happened to flight MH370. One of them is that the pilot had been exhibiting signs of depression due to a recent divorce, and that he climbed an altitude and was able to tweak the oxygen and pressure systems, allowing people to pass out while in flight, and then die due to lack of oxygen. In the cockpit, they would have had about an hour of oxygen left, possibly to land, but it was instead used to find a final, intentional crash site. The plane eventually would run out of fuel and dive into the ocean with speeds that would not match those required for an emergency landing. There are many other theories put out in films, documentaries, books, and countless articles. What should we believe? A piece of the right wing flaperon was found on July 29, 2015, over a year since the crash, on a beach on a French island called Reunion. Then, three more pieces of debris were identified as part of Flight 370. In January of 2017, the search was officially called off, but an American company named Ocean Infinity got permission from the Malaysian government to keep searching until May of 2017. Finally, in July 2018, the Malaysian government issued its last report on the disappearance of flight MH370. It stated that a mechanical malfunction was extremely unlikely, but overall, they could not determine why or how it disappeared. Similarities to this unfortunate event can be found in a TV show called Manifest that has some similar details. It is about a flight that disappeared without a trace and then reappears 5 years later. Unfortunately, flight MH370 has not reappeared. It was a busy night at the airport, and five passengers had already checked in for their flight to Beijing from Malaysia, their names being called over the intercom. Their plane was about to leave. They repeated those same five names until the flight services crew had no choice but to close the gate, seal the door, and had the plane take off without them. They missed their flight, MH370, or simply chose not to board. May the friends and family of the victims of the flight disappearance find peace. Dark Memory is produced by me, Edwin Covarrubias, with research by Madeline Guerra. Do you have a dark memory to share? Head on over to adarkmemory.com for my contact information to tell me about it. Stay notified of upcoming episodes by tapping the follow button on your app right now. Until next time, thank you very much for listening.